That's a good one. Okay. So we'll finish off the Malach of Mechatech. And I'd like to show you a fascinating Shuva from the Divrei Malkiel. But before we get to that, we can show some Divrei Hakdama, and then we'll get into some fascinating ideas from the Divrei Malkiel. So the Torah says in Parshas Emor, by Dabar Hashem al Moshe Lemor, the Ba'er al Bnei Yisrael Lemor, Bechodesh Hashvi, Bechal Chodesh, Elechem Shabbosu, Zichron Tshua, Mikro Chodesh. Okay. So there is a famous Ramban in Parshas Emor to discuss what exactly is this idea of Shabbosu. So if you look on page 3 in the second arrow, he says, Venerally, Shamedras is a lomash in the Tavinim and a Torah is lona menucha, beyonta film is varm sheena malacha. In other words, there are malachas, lamates malachas on Shabbos and different malachas on Yontif. But he says there has to be something overarching just than malachas. Because he paints you the following scenario. Say, Losha Yitra Cholayom Limbo Hatvus Vulishkola Pesh Vamakl, Malach Aviz Yain, Fonus Akalev Him Gamavarim Vice Labais Mokam Mokomo, and Hoysa Ear Mukavis Choyma. Say you have an ear that's Mukavis Choyma. Right? And the losses are Nulas Belaila. So Mavel is Shusha Yachid. So do you mean to tell me, as far as the Torah is concerned, business as usual? Because Mukhar, you're not violating even one malacha. You're having all the commerce that's going on. So you're measuring and you're giving, you know. Vashuk mole mikol mekachu memkar. Tiachanov sucho vehechanvodi next page makif fal shulchonim al shulchonim vazuhuvim lufneim. Viapolim mashkimim wachtom mashkim atzom bachol advarim elu kayotivim. וחוטו היום ומתון ואין אפילו בשבת עצמו שכל זה אין בהם שום מלאכה לקח אמרתו יו שבת we be called, you know, Shabbos thing. It's not a, in other words, and that has to be a din d'oraisa. You can't say that if a person has this community that's mukaf mechitzas losses nulas belayla and it goes on business as usual, that's they only violated at the Rabban. He says, what are you talking? In other words, the etzem of Shabbos, that it has to be different than the week, that and that's on the overarching mandate of Shabbos.
But this is not said about Shabbos, this is about Yontif.
Yeah, but then he says also Shabbos.
But it's
yeah, but he's saying
interesting.
Yeah, but
we say Shabbos.
Well, the Ramban says
Yeah.
Yeah. He says, "I feel a Shabbos Atzma on the page."
I feel
a Shabbos Atzma Shabbos
the
Yeah, I understand, but
so it's interesting. You would think that this would be a quintessential by Shabbos.
Right.
Diluted
right. So, why did the Torah say it in the context of Yontif?
Right. You would think this lesson should be learned on Shabbos.
Right. You think it applies?
Rosh over here from the Medrash on the previous pasuk. Eile Ma'ade Hashem Yontif Hashem Tivrasa Ma'akari Kodesh Eile Ma'ade Sheishes Yom Tassim Alach. There's 7 days of Yontif in a year, right? 2 days of Sukkot.
Yeah.
So Sheishes Yom Tassim Alach. So they're mutter of
Lechem. Right. And then
Yom Hashvi. Shabbos,
that's Yom Kippur, right. Who says that?
The Vilna Gaon.
the Chanukas HaTorah from the Rebbe of Heschel, the Talmud of the Shach.
Okay.
He says that.
All right. I don't remember where I saw it. I was
going to
say that.
He says
that.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That's an interesting. Maybe you need the Hadgosha by Yontif, because Yontif we have certain things that are mutter anyway by Yontif. So we may. Okay, you'll see soon why we're bringing in this Ramban. How is this going to be brought into Mechatech? So, but be patient. So I wanted you to see this Ramban. Now I want you to see a Tshuva of the Chasam Sofer. And then, after we put it all together, we'll see how the Divrei Malkiel puts it all together. So this is the story. Yeah. So look at the story. Yeah, Yari Aldas Narash and Spatzel Oral Echad. So she was seduced by a guy. Shomash Tinosilo. So she said that she should marry him. Venasi Imo Biyom Shabbos Kodesh La Kumar. He goes to the priest. Hagal Ubamachem Echad. And Rodder Lhamira. And you know they wanted to baptize her or whatever. Lacha ezi yomim chazra bo v'shavel beis avia. So after a couple of days she had enough. She wanted to go back to her father's home. Lo hinicha kuma loshuv asher nishba ha'orel hamafata shelo bo alaha lo noga b'klal. And so he took this oath that he didn't violate her. Veshuv runu ala b'nei ira shahar saluznunim. V'holida v'hi u'bnei beisa machishim. So the people are saying, no, she was impregnated by him. And then the other people are denying it. V'keiz g'malacha heishonim v'shtatcha im alman. Kohen Echad. So now she gets engaged to a Kohen. Imuteresli noselo alo. It was because if she was nivolo to the guy, which they say, then she's a Zayna. And she can't marry him. So, but she's claiming she didn't. So the Shoyal, he says the three chashashos here. Echad shechilo Shabbos b'farhesia. She was mechal Shabbos b'farhesia. So memela, she's chashad l'chol ha'Torah. So she has no nemanus. Beis, shari nafik alea kol rinun sheharzul tuznunu v'yoldo. There's a kol. In Gimel, shari yisiyacha kama yomim Imanachrim v'teyasel koyin. Okay, so but the ikur nakuda that I wanted you to see this Chasam Sofer is about the first nakuda. This comes up a lot. Let's see what the Chasam Sofer says. That is, can you eat in somebody's house that is not Shomer Shabbos? But they claim they keep kashrus, and they claim they keep kashrus. Is that a din that the mumrul chovator kula? So you have no nemanus. So the Chasam Sofer says a big chiddush. He says emes mumrul chal shabbos is mumrul chovator kula, aval ein chashuda lchovator kula. He says you don't have your mumrul chovator kula. You're not a ben bris. You can't shecht. You know, etc. But when it comes to nemanus, so you're neman for other averus that are not, So in other words, so he's not chashed on kashrus. Kashrus is more kal than Shabbos. he says, if he's choshed that he eats chaylev, so he's also choshed that he eats nevela. Chaylev is karis, nevela is not karis. Aval nechshed lasas molochah b'shabbos, einu nechshed lechol iser kal. So this is very, a lot of times people ask shaylas about, you eat at some people's homes and they're not.
When you say somebody who's Bechal Shabbos, that means it just that they were seen to be Bechal Shabbos once or twice, or somebody who's not religious at all?
Let's talk about Bechal Shabbos. They drive a car, you see him driving a car in Shabbos.
But other things you made as a chazaka that he's.
But he keeps kosher. From another Greenblatt told me, in Memphis he's seen that a lot. You know, people that will keep a kosher home, but they won't keep Shabbos.
Yeah, even if
you can't have your cook, right? Well, Bishlakim is a separate issue, how do you view it? Lagabi Bishalakum, is there a Dino Kagoi Lagabi Bishalakum? But let's talk about just the kashrus of the. So another Greenblatt told me he thought, he wasn't quoting this Chasam Sofer, but it works in with this Chasam Sofer, that if a person keeps kashrus, and it's known to keep kosher, but provided, as another Greenblatt pointed out, inside the house and outside the house, then he has an emunus for kashrus, and even though he's a Mechal Shabbos Mefarhesya, he has no modus, and basically that's this Chasam Sofer. But it's a Chasam Sofer that says it. And we'll see, others disagree, but that's the Chasam Sofer. So the two things I wanted to show first is the Ramban about Shabbosim, and the Chasam Sofer about Nemonis. Because he's saying that, like Rav Shecht always points out, the Mishnah in Bechoris, HaChosh L'Adover L'Donu Me'ido, so Rav Shecht pointed out, that tchum. If I'm not, if I don't keep, I wear shatnas, so I'm not neman about shatnas. And if I don't keep kosher, I'm not neman on the kosher. But here, the Shabbos was his thing. So Shabbos happens to be a chomer dika thing that you consider a mumma b'chol ha'tar kula, but his chiddush is, you're not choshed b'chol ha'tar kula. This is a tremendous.
Why he's b'chol Shabbos? Somebody's b'chol Shabbos to have a cigarette is different. Somebody's b'chol Shabbos to go work. He's going to work. It means he's should be kosher than anything to do with money. Kosher food is more expensive.
What happens with the
owner? Yeah, kosher the owner. But what? Right.
No, it's but directly again.
Right.
You got to work on Shabbos. That's it.
Right. But he's not saying that. But that's what he said. Okay.
This girl becomes from at the point after she came back
in the art scroll version.
Yeah.
Now are we talking about that? She kept saying you could ask her now also what happened. She has them on us. Is she from at this point?
I don't know.
It's probably not, right? Otherwise, it's not a question.
Otherwise, if you married a Cohen Alman,
and they're going to listen to a Psak Halach on the Stone Machine.
But isn't that a difference whether she's from now?
Yeah, okay. Okay, now I want to show you the Divan Makir from page 7. Azoy. And you see how this thing will fit into the Melacha Mechapech. So fascinating tshuva. Listen. Nishalti me'ir irkos tusk. Holiday telegram.
Irkutsk.
Where?
Is Eastern Russia. Western Russia.
You've been there?
Eastern
yeah.
Russia.
Yeah, I've been there.
Risk, there's a territory, Irkutsk.
Irkutsk and Yakut.
The north of Mongolia.
So he was asked from this place, with a telegram, could you buy Mutter Liknos Bosser Kosher? Mikatzovim shemochem b'farhesia b'osav b'shabbos kama pa'omim. You have a butcher store that's open on Shabbos, and he claims he has kosher meat. And he opened the store on Shabbos, but he says, "I have kosher meat. Could you buy?"
I think in the former Soviet Union, they there was the Jewish Autonomous Region, which I'm not mistaken was in Irpin. So there were like tens of thousands of Jews there. There were cities with just Jews in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, so let's see. He says, Poshet b'shat parakam d'chul poskim shemum l'chal shabbos b'far hesya u'choshet al nevelus u'trevus gamkin. Calls him midi deraisa v'omchil shabbos b'drabonon. So here he's only he's doing mekach u'memkar. So maybe that's only drabonon. V'omchil shabbos b'drabonon yadu adas ha-beis hil v'orach 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 v'orach. And say that if you're only doing the rabbanans, you're not a mumer. So here he's only doing the rabbanans. Fize ayem mokum lomer. The minidot yidon lo over rak al mekach umemka b'shabes David rabbanan. Shem mimtzol chafatzecha. Hashem yichtov. It's all gzeres the rabbanan. Lo nasa choshed l'chol haTorah kula. So that's what he starts off saying. So maybe should be okay. So he says, no. So he says like this, that first of all, yeah, take a look. So now he's gonna discuss, is that really true? So is it really Tala in this Machlokas? Of whether you do a derabanan, whether you're considered a mumer l'chol haTorah kula even mechal shabbos by a derabanan. So on page 9 he says, right. So then he says, so first on test he quotes the Chacham Sofer. He ne achle quotes the Herald the Chacham Mechem Shul Chacham Sofer. She quotes the Mumu Lachal Shabbos for Hesi after having Mumu Lachal Torah. They rachle in it will have been brisk bars vichav al ainu choshed. Right, that's the Chacham Sofer. That you're Mumu, but you're not a choshed.
What does that mean you're not a
choshed? Meaning you have nemanus that you, if you say you keep kosher, you have nemanus. Well, the guy, he drives a car on Shabbos. Everyone knows he drives a car on Shabbos. But he says, come to my house and eat meal with me. I keep kosher. So the Chasam Sofer says, he's Neman.
It's only applicable for years, right?
Yeah, okay, we're talking about, yeah, he's Neman. So he says, V'ani Devar of Merapsa Nigra. On the Chasam Sofer. Then before Shulchan Aruch, Shemishu Mumar Lavar Zara, Olchil Shabbos Sarhesia, Rei Choshul Chol HaTorah. Chei Paschu Achron, Olach Lumaisa. Rechei Shachim Omashen Mumar Lachol HaTorah Kol Vi Aneman. Was the post would say that he's Mumar Lachol HaTorah Kula. So Chasam Sofer will say that doesn't mean he's a Choshul Chol HaTorah, that was his Kiddush. So he thinks it's pashut if you're a mumah l'chol haTorah kula, then you're a choshed l'chol haTorah kula. Mizehei v'ishav v'chasim soma ha'adigam v'choshed l'dov v'chomor, choshed l'dov v'kal, shvach min isra, v'gam ki t'mu, etc. So that's one thing. So he says, so it's not, so this, that's number one. For Od Nira, he says, d'hinei kvar kosev Ramban, and then he says, "Ramban, Dav Mechem Mechem Tzidu Mufsim Rambanon." Zerach Sheyaseh came b'mikra. Avok Sheosik b'mischa. Ravod Kol Ayom. Afshel Osem Melacha Darais. Ve'inu Chayv Skila. Because Mokum over al mitzvah esay the shvisa. Harehu over. There was a person who keeps the store open the whole day. He violates mitzvah esay the Darais of Bayom Hashvi Tishbos Shabboson. He's a mumer, and that's it. And that's it. But then, So that Sam, those two things were interesting. How he invokes the Ramban and he argues on the Chasam Sofer. But now he's going to say an interesting Nakuda that. But I bet you this butcher. This butcher's open on Shabbos. That's the question. He's open on Shabbos, and he says I sell kosher. Can you go? Can you buy from him? So you know. It's interesting today. Like you know, who would even consider such a thing? But
there's a picture of Baba Sali on the wall. You know?
Yeah. So then he writes like this in Yud Beis, and this is why I'm coming in. He ne kol ze kasafti b'meino osi yosi raksha osik b'mekach memkar. Aval be'emes b'lis sofek she osa kama melachos. He says he probably does much more. What she nosi hamafteches lofto chanuso. He carries the keys. So that's a deraisa. The kotev abasu bekardum, lasos chalokim shovim. He wants cuts of meat. So he says, behavikim mechatech.
We said before that there's no mechatech on okol.
Oh, so he's saying there is mechatech on okol. There is a butcher has specific cuts. He wants it to be a specific amount, right? When you cut some meat, so he's very specific. He doesn't violate the daraisa.
Is there a difference because he's going to sell his cuts of meat as opposed to someone who is just preparing for a recipe?
Oh, so the question is, what does he mean the Divrei Malkiel that? So if you look at Rav Gutman here, Shlita. On page 14. It says, page 14 on the left side. It says, Re'isi b'shut divrei Malkiel, t'katz v'chotech v'kadim b'asa b'shab z'chalik chalokim shovim, chayv v'shum chatech l'mida. Mechar dvar tzarech beer. Now, ochlin leka mechatech. Right? You cut pieces. V'efshel levar dvar v'alpi dvarenu b'melechas soveya. Shebi'an shita sepim gadum lin soveya ba'ochud. Dvar ha'macha la'omed l'mechira v'tzova she'ik b'tzu alav ha'koinim chayev mishum soveya. In other words, if you make something colorful, because you want someone to buy it, so you're not using it as a food. In other words, from your perspective, it's merchandise. So if your perspective is merchandise, so then what? Right. So therefore, it's not oichel for you. And the same thing for mechatech. You're the butcher. So it's not for you to know. That's how Rav Gutman wants to say pshat. And you know, there's a tshuva from Rav Avadya Yosef that to me is a pella otzim. Rav Abadi didn't like this tshuva either. This is the psak. And there was some prominent hechsher that relied on this psak. And you'll see why I'm bringing it in over here. The psak was. The psak was, listen carefully, if you own a restaurant, right, you don't have to be tovel the kelim.
If you own a restaurant, you do not have to be tovel the kelim?
Yeah.
Why not?
Because for you, it's not kli ochel, it's kli schoira. For you, it's not kli ochel, it's a business.
Even if you eat at the restaurant too?
Let's say you don't eat in the restaurant. You eat at home. So that's Rav Adi Yosef Paskin. I don't want to mention who else held this way.
What's so shver, what is so shver with the psak?
I think the psak is very shver.
Why?
Because the mice, if you're schora, whatever, is eating. So then it's a kliochal.
You could take it further, you know. Only has to be kosher if you're eating it. If it's
schor,
you're allowed to sell not kosher food.
Well, you can't do schor,
you can't. You can't be that for a muscle. Not kosher. You can sell dog food.
You can't sell non-kosher meat.
Right, you can't do schor of mechos asurus. But, so that's a similar type of thing. In other words, you can have something that's food, but not using it for Torah's food. Yeah. So you can have a keli that you're not, for you it's not a kli ochel, but lemaisa, and therefore it would be part of tefilas kelim. I don't know. But there are people that rely on this, you know, hashkachas that are of repute.
If you have a rav machshir and a mashkiach, what does it matter?
What does it matter?
If the owner has namanas in that.
That's why.
Or
that's why
you
have
gayim kosher.
Yeah,
you can have gayim kosher. I'm not following the case then.
No. What Rabbi Yosef Paskin is, if you have a restaurant, so you need to have knives and forks and spoons in your restaurant, but he says you don't have to be tovelim, because for you, the person who bought the kelim, you're not buying it as kli achila, you're buying it as like skorah. Just like Rabbi Gutman said over here, that if you're the butcher, if you're the butcher, then what? So for you, you're not using it as an ochel. No difference between the meat, whether it's meat or it's diamonds.
Does a butcher have to table a scale?
So, I mean, Pashtus is, I mean, if you accept Rav Avadi Yosef's thing, then maybe not.
Or not.
Right, but if you don't accept it, which I think is very rare, psak, then you would.
And what does Eichon mean? Eichon means to eat it. Eichon doesn't mean to...
Kli achila, kli suda.
To use it for kli suda. Actual eating doesn't mean, if you're using it to make money on it, why is that called...
Because your money is having people come for a suda. So you know, there was the chiyuv tefilas kelim is not on you. It's on you, not on the people. Because the people, because that the person who bought the kelim,
right,
he has the chiyuv tefilas. The person who he lends it to, right? So the chiyuv tefilas. If he had the chiyuv tefilas, then the person who lends it to also has to. But if he doesn't have the chiyuv tefilas, then there won't be a chiyuv because the other person is borrowing it, because that's not a borrowing it is not the mechayev. But if the owner has a chiyuv tefilah because he bought it, now it's a chiyuv tefilah, then even the people who come to the restaurant will have, can't eat there if it wasn't tovel, because even though he's not the one who bought it, but the chiyuv of the balabayas, but still there's a chiyuv of the balabayas. But he wants to say, Rabbi Avadi Yosef, that there's no chiyuv of the balabayas, so the balabayas is not kli schora. So similar, it just reminded me of that type of svara. What Rav Goodman is saying, if you're a butcher and you cut exact cuts, then that would be b'chatek. Because for you, it's not ochel. For you, it's chora.
We hold by that. Do the OU and all that, do they hold by that?
No.
No one holds by it?
I didn't say no one. I don't want to.
The major conscious organizations require the Baal Bas Tovel, all the kelim?
Yeah.
So when they take all these kelim over and they kasha them, so they have to
do
title them too.
Yeah. That's a redouble. I mean, no. If it's owned by a guy,
but they kasher it,
so then it doesn't have to be title.
Yeah, in other words, that's what they do sometimes. They head over a hotel and they kasher the silverware.
Right. But it's still, so if it's owned by a guy, then you don't have to be
tovel. That's how they get away with it. Yeah. So that's not
then you don't have to be. Yeah, that's not this heter. This is a heter,
right,
that a Jew
has
a restaurant.
Own restaurant, then
right,
it's a problem.
Yeah, like the restaurant. Yeah.
I think that was the first big confrontation with Yaakov Yosef, if I remember correctly, was that he tried his butchers that were open on Shabbos shouldn't have Aksha.
Yeah. Yeah. Today, for us today, this would be, you know, So now let me show you another very interesting thing with Gutman quotes here. There's a Magen Avraham, we all know this, on page 12. Magen Avraham. It says the Magen Avraham, Amdaktikim Nogim Lirshom Besakin Kodim Brocha. That the Madaktikim, right, you know, you make, when you make a motzi, you make a little thing with a knife. Kachos of Shem Rashav, Kachos of Shem Torah Skayim. Okay, good. So the Pashup Shat, the Machtzis HaShekel says on page 13, Hatam Dir Lani is Daiti Bechol Tzar Sheyach Kol Sheyaskel Levarach El Shalei Yafi Denel Gamri Kishiyam Furash Al Kolponim HaIgat Tzar Lachta Kodim HaBrach Adesh Lodei HaChetik HaHefsik. In other words, you want to make as less of Hefsik as possible, so you have a little meditation, so it'll go quicker. So it's a whole din of hefsek, of trying to avoid the hefsek. So,
Chad, no, that the reason that they're worried for the hefsek is because when cholos used to be baked at home in non-reliable ovens, one part could be very different from the other part.
Mm-hmm.
So if you wanted to make the broch on the best part, you had to make a simmon before.
Right.
But today we're rebuttal.
Oh, so he quotes another idea. Take a look here on page 15. There's a sefer I never heard before. Who quotes it here? The sefer called Sibuv Harav Reb Sachya Miragensburg. Yeah,
it's written actually by Rabbi Yehuda Chassin, I think. He was Masuri. We don't know much about Reb Sachya, but he traveled around the
right,
world.
Right.
He lived in the...
Right, he traveled here. If you look on page 16, in the Agdama, he says, Chidush Reb Sachya Achim Shol Rabbeinu Yitzchak Halovin Baal Tosas Rabbein Nachman Reb Sachya B'Mir Rabbeinu Yehuda Chassid Kibavuar B'Sivir V'Savav Kol Aratzos Ad Nahar Sabbatyon V'Chol Chidushim V'Nisim Nifloz Shol Kadosh Baruch Hu Shor V'Shom V'Kosov. So he did a lot of traveling and he wrote down all the interesting things that he saw. So he writes over there, look what he writes on page 17. He says, V'ovar Rav Tzachia Be'eretz Togarma Misham V'halach Mamin B'chukas Rav Togarma Nichnas Be'eretz Ara Shmon Yom Halach Tzavim Sivin Ozov Haram Gvoim, etc. He says, V'eretz Kedar Ein Yehudim Yesham Minim V'amalam Rav Tzachia Lama Incha Maminim B'dvei Chachamim. He says, how come you don't believe in Chazal? I'm Bishvil Shalom, the maid of Avosainu. We didn't learn this from our fathers. But then he says, what do these meetim do? Erev Shabbos chotchim kol alechem sha'ochem b'Shabbos. That they don't cut on Shabbos. Everything that they're planning to eat on Shabbos is pre-cut before Shabbos. V'yoshim ochem b'choshech, right, for Shteitzach, that they hold, you can't. Even not only you can't light a fire, you can't have the fire. Yoshim Bokum Echa Kol Yom.
This is
meaning
he's talking here about
character. Right. Aim is following Zamim Shalom Brikas of Mazar. Yeah. So that's the so he writes here, now it's back to Rav Gutman on page 14 rather. About a paragraph here. I am the Magen Avraham. So he gives another shot why we take the knife before. He says, the karag ve'yosrim ishtamish b'sakim mitam melechas b'chatech ve'chafko akol b'erv Shabbos v'al pizeh yishtam b'shvach l'menageh l'rusham melech b'shabbos kodesh ke'ikar melechas b'chatech v'mchatech l'mida. Oh, u'kidei l'holtzi mi'libah and osim rosham melech l'chatech l'mida. This is what the Rav Vaidislav said. And when you want to put it there, so he'll medaktek after the cut it there, even though, based on what we said, it's not necessarily such a really, because it's not like he really needs it, but it's like a shtoch. Like, I'm going to make the thing and I'm going to medaktek dafka to cut it where I made that indentation to do something that mamish looks like a mechatech to show that mechatech is mutter ba'ochlem to the holtzi b'liban of the karayim. Osim Rosham Alechem Chatzal Mid El Harash Ein Isim Chatech Ba'Oichon. So that's the that's what he quotes here. So that, yeah, Rav Gutman. That was that. Now there are opinions in Yerushalmi to take a look. You see, the Yerushalmi discusses on page 19 the difference between Kriya and Korea and Mechatech. So, in other words, if you assume, like the Alter Rebbe, that Kriya is only when you have two pieces glued together and then you undo it, so then that's the obvious difference. But if you hold you don't need that, so then what's the difference between Kriya and Mechatech? So you could say Mechatech is Dafka B'mida. So he says, Kriya B'begodim B'emtza V'chitach B'oros Menatzad. He says the lampshad is that kriya is with begadim and has to be in the middle of the begad. V'chituch is dafka ba'oros, is leather. That's the original case that Rashi brings, that you made the leather exact size so you can make a shoe or shoelaces. He's the mechalvin, and some say the opposite, that kriya is ba'oros, v'chituch b'begadim. Kriya ba'oros v'ilan rachia, v'chituch b'begadim v'ilan levadia. So, but it's interesting that it has to be, if you hold like Yerushalmi, then if you hold the first opinion, chituch is ba'oros b'begadim, or vice versa, so, and how would the Yerushalmi hold about paper? So it could be it's neither. Because maybe it's not a baguette. It's not a baguette and it's not ore.
Made from ore, right? Vellum or whatever, right? Oh, that's a different thing, but even regular kaiser. Made from cellulose
that was
put together like fabric.
Yeah. Right, so that's what we discussed previously, that Rav Moshe says that the whole discussion in the Mishnayos of paper mekabel tumah is not about our paper. Our paper is just disposable, and the discussion in the Mishnayos and Kalim and the whole discussion the Sidre Tara and the Nota Behuda and all this thing with the story of paper is not the paper of the Nota Behuda says it's a din levadim. Levadim means when you take pieces of material and instead of making weaving, you press.
So the Rambam
says levadim is like begadim. That's what the Rambam says. Levadim is begadim. So that's what the Yehuda says, that paper is has a din of levadim, so it's a mekabel tumah.
From the late 1800s,
right. But if you work with this Yerushalmi, then it could be that mechatech would the normal cases that we come across of discussion of mechatech. You know, like from a Jew, he's not making clothing on Shabbos. Not, so where are we doing it? We're dealing with the tissues, and we're dealing with the tissue boxes, and the plastic tablecloth, and all those things. So it could be it's not a baguette, it's not ore. So maybe neither of these malachas would. The only thing would apply is tikkun mana.
Right.
So, and then you have to declare whether you accept what Rav Abadi's word, that Tikkun Man has not said if something is Omer Lizarik, then it's not called Tikkun Man, which I think is very mistaber. That Misakin Mana means you're Misakin it to, you know, like.
For good.
For good. To use, okay. As Yossi said the other time, nothing is forever, but okay, within reason. And all these other things that we do, all these disposable cans and disposable this and disposable that, maybe there's no such thing as.
Why not put their blood now on a can? It's really
your
creating. It's not like a bottle cap.
Well, we'll talk. We'll do the bottle. The pashtus is there from before. The
bin. It's not though. On a can, on a bottle. It's really cracking it in order to create something new. It's a new.
Cans aren't made one piece. It's an open can. They put things in and they put the top on.
If anything is not of a pashtus, it's not going now.
Right. So this Yerushalmi is like a whole other understanding of what the story is that of Chatek and Korea, and that, you know. But we don't see that in the Bavli. That's why this Sefer Meital has a whole discussion that, you know, maybe the Bavli and Yerushalmi are arguing. There's another. There's another Yerushalmi. And your chesed beis. Another Yerushalmi on page 22. Hada amra hadein sikura osher meba biyom tava. So what is the Hadein Sikura? Also remember Biyom Tava Dehu Mikta Begumim. The Pnei Moshe says on the side here, Sikura Hu Evin Me Avne Hat Seva. Some Sikura Sura, yeah. In Sikura, I make the gumam shem chatech. So, if someone says a certain type of machal behemoth, something like that, and he's talking about cutting it in specific pieces. So that's what he says in the Sefer Meital, that it could be Yerushalmi holes, that is, that there's Molachas Mechatech even Bo'ochlin. So he wants to say that maybe the Yerushalmi holds there's Mechatech Bo'ochlin. He writes here on the third line, on page 23 on the left side, and it says, "Share carbon Yerushalmi first. The tikkur him in machal shul lochom min hakli chatichas chayiv mishum chatech." Vur lofi zed b'divrei Yerushalmi, elu yesh melechas mechatech ba'ochon. Ram says not that way. So he says that's the Yerushalmi shita. So it's interesting that. It's interesting that when it came to the other Yerushalmi, he seems to to limit it to either begadim or to, you know, either to limit it to begadim or to or. So if you want to learn this Yerushalmi, that even Ochlin, it's a little bit strange how it works out with the other Yerushalmi. Because not everyone learns that that's the pshat of So that's his understanding. Okay, so let's just review what we said here tonight. We basically saw the Ramban's Kiddush that there's a din of Shabbosom, and that means that you can't have Olam Kiminhago Holech on Shabbos or Yantif, even if you're only doing the Rabbanans. If you open your store the whole day and you didn't even do any Malacha Doraisa, you violated Shabbosom, so therefore you violated Doraisa, and the Devi Malkiel says, according to Ramban, you'll be a Mumer for Shabbos, and then you could be a Mumer L'Chavotar Kula, and he argues with Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer says you still have the Amonis, even if you're Mechal Shabbos and Fahesia, and you're a Mumer L'Chavotar Kula, but you're not a Choshed L'Chavotar Kula. So that's a very soyous dick of Chasam Sofer. The Divrei Malkiel thinks it's a Pella. He argues with it. Perhaps an Igra to say such a thing. That your Mum L'chol, because he says, Mum L'chol Tarakula means a Chashad L'chol Tarakula. Not only that you're not a Ben Bris, that your Shechit is no good, so you're like a Goy. No, you don't have no Manas. And this is a big Nafkamina about whether you could, somebody who's not from, whether you could eat in their home, if they keep a kosher home. Not to be what I said, provided that it's inside the house and outside the house. Some people have this thing, they'll eat, they'll eat treif outside, but at home they want to keep... That wouldn't be enough. Because then you're kosher and kashrus.
There are many people who consider themselves from and are considered by the Olam as from, who eat stuff out of the house.
That are questionable stuff, you see.
Have a salad in a treif restaurant or whatever.
Right. They wouldn't have the treif meat, but they would have... Right. Yeah. Right. So, but let's assume they keep kosher. Kosher they keep. So that's the different. Makia says, so you violate Shabbosom, and therefore you're chashed for kolak sarkula. So, and therefore, and most probably you even did daraisas, because you probably brought the keys and you cut the meat for exact size. The question is, we discussed last time. So Rabbi Goodman said that, but that's only if I'm having a piece of bread and I want to cut it specifically because I want the bread a certain size. I'm making a sandwich, so I want it to be a certain size, so make a symmetrical sandwich, so it's okay. But here you're not using it b'toras oichel, using it b'toras you're the butcher. And then that reminded me of Rav Avadi Yosef's psak, that if you own a restaurant, you don't have to be told with the kelim. And Rabbi thought not like that. That of course, if you're a restaurant, yet because it's not klei suda, it's klei schora. But no, your schora is to use it as a suda. That's why I think it's a little schwer. I think it's a lot schwer. After I turn off the thing, I can tell you more about that. And then we saw the Yerushalmi discusses maybe the difference between Kriya and Chituk, whether one is Begodim, one is Or. And then we saw the Magen Avraham about the cutting the Chal on Shabbos, and we saw that the Machmatzis HaShechel says Minuk to put the street that they're before to Maik to Hefzik. But then he says from Agon HaTzadik Mivorislav, based on the Sefer Siva of Psachia, that the Karayim cut up all their food before Shabbos, because they held that that's an Isser, and we that we hold not that way, and therefore, what Slova says, that's why we go out of our way to show that we're going to be mechatech tafke b'mida of sorts, and we're going to make the thing before, and we're going to cut there, and to show
the origin of the chong.
Right, same type of.